Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In the Tech Monday section of our local paper here in Austin, Texas, they're watching on the street, even in the pool. Surveillance cameras are everywhere. And it goes into one of the cameras says SecureCam 5000, and it gets into a, well, it's really for your safety, and yes, you know, the cameras are in the school bathrooms, but it's good. It's kind of, you know, upsets us, but it's really best. I'm getting used to it. We'll get into that. Also, Carrie is related to King Harold, just a bunch of other key news in this third hour of Global Transmission. Thank you so much for joining us, but let's leap back into your calls. Let's go ahead and talk to Mark in Minnesota. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you doing?
Good.
I wanted to talk about this Chalibi thing, which...
Lord Chalibi.
Which I'm sure was as staged as a Powell so-called dispute with his press aide. Right? And by the way, everybody thought that was real. I found it kind of odd that we could hear everything his press aide was saying, as though there was a mic that was specifically designed to capture everything she was saying. And then afterwards, everybody's like, ooh, Powell is so good. He's so honest. He's such a great... And then the next day, he's out praising George Bush, saying a bunch of Sig Hells. So, yeah, it's that classic good cop. And then
well, and, you know, this quote, raid on Chalibi's house, you know, he's the head of the council. I mean, he's their hired torture master. He's, quote, Bush's favorite person to run it. He is the convicted bank robber, and, yeah, he's jockeying to be the opposition.
Yeah, exactly. In fact, I found an Associated Press article which basically it basically mirrors exactly what you were saying, and this is from Saturday. This is what it says. It says, forsaken by his longtime U.S. backers, I guess we should put forsaken in quotation marks,
Chalibi.
Ahmad Chalibi is casting out his outsider image and reinventing himself as a man of the people, trying to rally fellow Shiite Muslims to his side to ensure political survival. And then it quotes him, this is what he said, quote, I only act from an Iraqi national perspective, close quote, he told the TV interviewer Friday, a day after Iraqi police backed by American soldiers raided his Baghdad home and offices. Quote, I consider what happened to me as a medal from the people of Iraq. It is the final piece of evidence that discredits rumors that I am with the Americans, close quote.
Oh, no, I'm just publicly at the State of the Union, publicly hired to go in and take over and torture and to stage the, you know, the cutting down of the statue. I'm good, see, I'm again. And the same thing with Bush and Kerry, these cousins having this staged fight with each other. Email me that article, I'll post it.
But this is, like, so serious because, of course, we can't know what to believe, but if what they're saying about the guy is true, and this guy... Very well. Well, he's simultaneously on the Pentagon payroll, maybe responsible for U.S. troop deaths. And then, of course, now they're. And this I find a little difficult to believe. They're trying to say that, well, it's possible that the whole genesis of the war actually started with radical Iranian mullahs because they fed us phony intelligence through Chalibi that this whole war was, you know, doing the bidding for Iran.
See, it's their fault. See that.
It's like, come on. You know,
and on top of this, again, this is Chalibi. This is them positioning him. He's the outsider.
But another thing that I haven't really noticed being asked, they're saying that Iran may have used the INC to collect secret U.S. military intelligence. But wait a minute. If Iran is collecting secret U.S. military intelligence from the INC, well, who's feeding the secret military intelligence to the INC, and why?
And again, that's the Iraqi council.
I mean, none of this really makes sense.
Well, I mean, look, hold on a second. They're telling us that the second council is appointed, but that's freedom.
Yeah.
So I'm going to come to your town, and I'm going to come in with tanks and helicopters, and then I'm going to say I'm appointing 10 people to be your rulers. This is democracy.
Yeah. Let's just appoint the dictatorship and call it.
Shouldn't talk bad about Chalibi. Thanks for the call. I mean, Chalibi's an admitted torture master, bank robber at the State of the Union, hired by Bush to run things, and now he has to position himself with the badge of honor. That, by the way, the raid on his house, just some troops came up and took a computer, and man, he's really—they're on to him. He's a man of the people. We can trust him now in Iraq.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
8 minutes, 10 seconds into the third hour. Thank you for joining us. Let me go over some more news, then we'll go back to Howard and Tom and Brett and Tom and many, many others that are patiently holding. This is out of National Public Television in Oslo, Norway. And it says, Kerry is related to King Harald. The Democratic president candidate, John Kerry, is related to King Harald of Norway, and according to one expert, royal relation ensures that he will win the election this fall. Statistically, that's true. But because they say he has more royal blood than Bush, but that's not clear. Not only did Kerry live a couple of years in Oslo during his youth, he is also related with the Norwegian king, according to Harald Brooks Baker, director of Burke's Pedigree, the Bible of the European Royal Families. He is not only related to the Queen of England on his mommy's side, but also to the Queen of the Netherlands, the founders of the Bilderberg Group, the Queen of Denmark, and the King of Norway, and other European royal families, stated Brooks Baker. Even Princess Diana was a relative. And it is precisely Kerry's connections to the royal families that may ensure him the victory in this fall's presidential election, according to Brooks Baker, according to the expert, the candidate who has the most royal blood pulsing through his veins has won every American presidential election since the time of George Washington. Also, President George W. Bush is a blue blood, but not as much as Kerry. Bush is a descendant of Edward I of England. But on his mother's side, Kerry is a direct descendant of John Winthorpe, the first governor of the Bay Colony in Massachusetts. Bush, both of them are that. That's been in the news. And though this Winthorpe connection, Kerry has more royal and aristocratic relatives than Bush's, Brooks Baker stated. Even if many think that Bush is going to win, it would bet my money on Kerry. The royal rule always works. The candidate who has the most royal connections always wins. It is the most particular pattern, and this can't be accidental, Brooks Baker said, according to the news. And Reuters and AP have also reported on this. They've checked into it. It is true. The royals check their own pedigree, according to this Brooks Bible. So, nice little tidbit. Of course, they didn't mention here that they're cousins. First, it was 16th cousins, then 14th cousins, then 9th cousins, then 5th cousins. Because there's so many relations, so many angles, they're cousins at multiple different levels because it's all one Illuminati bloodline. And very, very scary at that. So that's on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. If you would like to check it out. White House guilty of breaking propaganda law. The Bush administration was guilty of spreading covert propaganda. This is the Scotsman. Through a series of ready-made television news packages it sent to broadcasters, as U.S. government watchdog has concluded. This particular buy was $70 million in fake newscasts aired across the country. As, well, basically public service announces, but they don't announce what it is. Little 30-minute packages, they're really infomercials. I've seen them air in Austin before this even broke. I said, that is really weird. And it says, the ready-made news item praised as a new law signed by the President, George Bush, in December, which the White House has said will make it easier for elderly citizens to obtain prescribed medicines. One of the newscasts was about that. Now, wonderful Bush was giving it to him. Some of the features contain pictures of Bush receiving a standing ovation from a crowd as he signed the Medicare law. Remember, this came out a few months ago? The packages were produced by the Department of Health and Human Services, but news viewers would have no way of knowing they were watching a government production story rather than an independent news report, because they said on the show, I'm Jane Doe, reporting from Washington. Just the GAO... said that the adverts broke laws forbidding public money being used for propaganda purposes. It added that viewers would believe that the information came from a non-Ralph Nader government source or neutral party. In a report, the body said the packages were not strictly factual news stories and contained notable omissions and weaknesses. That's the General Accounting Office for you. And again, I remember about 6 months ago, and this came out about 2 months ago, sitting down one morning in a nauseated fashion, eating breakfast, flipping through the channels just to see what they're up to, and seeing the end of this weird newscast going, Bush cares and helps the people. He got a standing ovation. He's helping everyone. Oh, and Homeland Security is doing what it takes to keep you safe. Blah. And I was like, well, what is this? And it was, so I watched till the end. You know, I caught it like the last 10 minutes. And I was going, what is this? And then it just said, you know, we're such and such news agency from Washington. Thank you. And I was like, wow, that's interesting. Private news agency, man, it's really getting bad. But no, it was just paid for. You see, they don't just have product placement where, I love Taco Bell, you know, the guy says in the movie, and they get $1 million to say that. Or that show The Apprentice got something like $34 million. From one of the big airlines, just to mention the airline during the course of the show. The government spends hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars on this each year. It really started accelerating under Clinton. It has proliferated, exploded, metastasized, mushroomed, blossomed, spread, whatever you want to call it now under Lord Bush. I mean, there was one program I saw that was $80 million just to pay to have Hollywood insert lines of text in scripts. And it's worse with TV. The movies don't have as much of it as television shows do. And by the way, under federal law, if it's a government operation, the company has to give them double, buy one, get one free. So $80 million is really $160 million worth. And that's just one program, one AP article I saw. Every few weeks I see another one of these programs. This one is $70 million. So the buy seems to be $70, $80, $100 million. Nice media buy. But there's no discussion of it. I mean, you tell the average person. A lot of local radio stations here in Austin do this. I mean, I'll spend every couple days, maybe 5 minutes, plugging a water filter. And I tell you, this is a sponsored, and we're having them up. I believe in it. This is an ad. You know we're advertising something to you. But I'll listen to local radio and the national shows, and they'll announce, say locally, Austin Air Force is a group that cares about your environment. Get involved. Call for, emissions testing in our city. This is a great new thing. It's wonderful. They care. And it's done as a news piece on these local news channels, talk radio news channels, but it's not a news piece. They're being paid. They're paying to have these announcements. They're paying for the content. So, And then they're federally funded. So there's no telling how many of these groups are out there. Let's go ahead and go to some calls, and we'll go back into the news. Gets even crazier, folks. Let's go ahead now and talk to Howard in West Virginia. Howard, welcome to the airwaves, sir, if you're still there. Perhaps not. All right. Stephanie, let's go ahead now and go to Tom in Maryland. Tom, you there?
Hello, Alex.
Who is this?
Hal.
Okay, this is the caller from West Virginia?
Right.
Okay.
Okay, buddy. Alex, I've been listening to you for 5 years now and attending meetings with Pastor Butch Paul for 5 years.
Great.
He's my brother, the best man on earth. You're getting close, though, old buddy. But I heard you say a while ago not to thank you for nothing. I understand where you come from. But regardless, if we just had 70 more like you, we'd have a finished. But Alex, I'm a UMWA miner, underground coal miner.
That's right, West Virginia coal miner.
25 years underground before I got hurt. And Alex, I worked in union mines for a long time. And I listen to you, and I have faith in your program. I have faith in Joyce and Dave and all you people. You are honestly my friends, my brothers, my sisters, and I'll meet you in heaven. But Alex, I have an idea. Now, whenever we had conflict with our union companies, or our non-union companies, we had a grievance set up. Same as our contract, have a grievance set up, right? Under Bill of Rights, that the people could call a grievance.
Yeah, that's in the First Amendment.
Right, absolutely. Alex, somehow, some way, now, I'm serious. I've been writing here for 3.5 hours worth of papers here of the questions I want to ask you. But Alex, can we have a head count? How can we have a head count of us? Now, I'm not talking people that listen and talk. I'm talking serious people. People like you and I know real well down the line. How can we ever have a head count? We need a head count, Alex.
What's the point of a head count?
A head count is to know how many people that will go for a grievance to our government without working.
Well, those are done via petitions and recalls all the time, and that's a huge process, and it's a good process.
It's a good process, but now listen, they're after our money, right? Plus that, other than our Bill of Rights.
Forty million people are refusing to file now as part of a protest.
Okay, that's great. Now that's real good, and I'm in on that, and my wife's in on that. But Alex, if we would just stop working as we did in the mines, I've traveled from state to state as high.
That's why they're bringing in all the illegal aliens to drive down the wages. Where even if you don't want to strike, they can threaten you with this mass of unskilled labor.
Okay, now that's where I'm coming from. That's my grievance. My federal government was set up for to protect my borders and to supply my mail, right?
Yes.
Is that what they were originally set up
for? And to coin the money, yes.
Well, take care of it. And then they turned that over to the
levy funds for a navy.
Right. Yeah. But Alex, if we can shut their money situation down, here, there's more people following you than you really think that there is. in this area, down here. But we're
well, I don't want people following me. I want them right beside me. Stay there. I'll let you finish up on the other side. We'll be back.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know you've been cheated? You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You heard that right. You owe no debt on your bank-issued credit cards. You don't have to pay them off. The banks are defrauding you. Now is the time to fight back. You can completely wipe out your credit card debt fast. The procedure's easy, and everything is done legally and within the law. Almost no one has ever failed. Check out 1-2-3nodebt.com. You can also wipe out your mortgage debt and get a free and clear title. Mortgage settlement is usually completed in 4 to 6 months. It's done by an outside source found on our website. Believe it or not, mortgage debt settlement has been done for thousands for more than 10 years. Don't let the banksters cheat you. Fight back, America. Stop the fraud. Stop the ripoff. Learn the truth. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Come over and get our rock-solid technology that wipes out debt without bankruptcy. 1-2-3nodebt.com. Live debt-free now. You lose nothing but the debt. Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a 1-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Earlier, I got into the new World ID card being put in. When you read the headline, it's virtual borders, but it's a World ID card. I want to talk about how our presidents are these royal family members. This clique of organized crime syndicates running our planet. Want to get into top doctors, forensic specialists in the U.S. And we're talking about heads of university departments saying the Berg video is a fake. 1-800-259-9231. Let's go back to Howard in West Virginia. Then we'll go to Tom in Maryland and others. Go ahead, Howard, and finish up.
Okay, Alex, I don't know how to do this, but I'm really interested. I love my nation, and I love my grandchildren, and I love my kids. And I'm sincere about this thing as a man can possibly be. There's got to be some way, somehow, that we can take their money tax away from them until they it will give us that grievance, till all the people that are really sincere can have a word in saying what happened. 911, what happened here, what happened there, all everything that we have said. There must be some concentration put on this until we can know each other, where we're at, and where we're staying.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Let me just try to comment on what you're saying. It's all part of a process. There isn't one magic silver bullet that's going to fix all our problems. We could get rid of the New World Order today, there'd still be sociopathic, evil people who want to dominate and control others. And you're always going to have a gullible population that doesn't want to admit that there's evil in the world and who just wants to stupidly keep stumbling down the primrose path. Look, the government had all these taxes in place 30 years ago, but things weren't this bad. Because people wouldn't put up with cameras in school bathrooms and cameras in the state parks in Michigan and face scanners in the airports. And we've been incrementally conditioned and made to think we don't have any power. So it's about all of us saying no, all of us speaking out, all of us taking action in small ways every day. The journey of 1,000 miles really does start with a single step. And I started walking in my fight against the New World Order, really running in my fight against the New World Order 10 years ago. And, you know, I've traveled 500 miles. So I understand that we can win this thing, but we've got a long way to go. No, it's a good idea what you are saying. I mean, it's good to get involved and to figure out ways to put pressure on these people. Tom in Maryland. Tom, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. It's great to talk to you again.
Good to talk to you.
And be on your show. And every time I call, I plug your films because I think they're well worth having every one. I had a conversation recently with somebody, and I was basically told if it helps my kid's life. It was about microchips. I know a lady who has a son that's going to be in first grade next year, and I just made a comment, and you'll probably need a thumb scan or a face scan to get your lunch. And I had also heard from her that she was a bit of a Sean Hannity fan, and I told her about Sean Hannity, how he couldn't even get the words out about how great he thought the microchips were on your video, because he was like,
it's so great. Every child needs it. Oh, we got to get it now. Oh, the chips. Everyone needs chips.
Exactly. But listen, to you'll probably find this funny and also disturbing. When the conversation went there and I said Sean Hannity is a Judas goat and he's just there to lead the sheep to the slaughter and to promote these things, I was like, that's not going to help. I got run out. I was at a mechanic's house, and I've known the mechanic all my life, and he wasn't around, and I was talking to his wife, and she ran me off saying, I don't even want this kind of a conversation, because these are the type of people who believe everything that's on the boob tube. And it's very unfortunate.
So she literally ran you out, but she told you if chips keep them safe, it's good.
Yeah.
The problem is the people that want you to have the chips are bad, folks.
Exactly.
But if you'd have told her that they wanted to put chips in us 5 years ago, she'd say that you were a nut. She'd never do it. It's evil. But you're
right. Crazy
to think it's going on.
Right.
Now that it's out in the open, it's good and we all need it.
Yes, and several months ago, I had a conversation with this same woman's father, and he basically believed anything and everything about that's off the news and 911, and I told them about your films and how great they are, and I was like, you can't disprove anything he said. You can't disprove it. You can try from now to your dying day. You're not going to disprove any of this stuff. And basically, that's all I wanted to say, that, you know, I had an experience with somebody recently, and they believe everything that's on that the idiot box tells them, and they don't want to be bothered with any negative side that could come from it, basically.
Hey, they feel like they're part of the power system. They associate their power with Lord Bush, just like Democrats did with Clinton.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You never thought it would happen here. There is a way to protect yourself and your family from nuclear, biological, and chemical threats. Clean Air Technologies designs and builds subterranean concrete shelters, steel shelter systems, and safe rooms throughout the United States that are MVC protected. These hardened facilities can protect you from man-made as well as natural disasters. Call the experts from Clean Air Technologies, toll-free at 866-5-BUNKER. That's 866-528-6537. And they'll help you find the design plan that will increase your family's survivability. Clean Air Technologies will assist you throughout the construction process of your new shelter. It's said that the future belongs to those who are prepared. What better way to ensure the survivability of you and your loved ones? Call 866-528-6537. Be prepared. Feel secure. Call Clean Air Technologies now. 866-5-BUNKER.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive. But it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch, for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to austinwheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Oh, it down, down, down,
and the flames went higher.
And it burns, 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 the ring of fire.
All right, Johnny Cash, the late, great Johnny Cash, bringing us back in live. Thank you for joining us. We're going to talk to John in Vermont, John in Illinois, and Jim in Michigan, and Larry in Washington, a couple other people here before we end this transmission. We got plenty of time, about 26 minutes left. But before I do that, let me launch into a big stack of important news that we haven't gotten to yet. Then I want to recap a couple top stories concerning top scientists, forensics experts saying that the Berg videos are fake. And the new Patriot Act that we must absolutely have for our safety. Must kill America to save America, basically. But I want to get into Verichip. Remember a couple of months ago, I had one of the Verichip distributors on about, oh, you're going to have it globally to buy and sell. That's the corporate plan. And you'll have to have it to own a firearm to get into places. And the entire Italian government's about to take it. And the troops are going to have it. And, now here it is in a press release from Applied Digital. An RFID tracker chip, and they want the police to have to take this. And then after the cops have been made to do it, why, they're going to have no problem enforcing you. Hey, I took it. Come on, be a body snatcher with us. Lay down, sleep. Lay down next to the green pod. You'll be better in the morning. You'll be one of us. Yes. Yes, it's all normal. We're openly talking about everyone taking chips now. If it makes the children safe, it's good. I mean, this is how out of control it's gotten. Again, these yuppies said none of this existed 5 years ago when I was reading Pentagon documents. On air. Federation of American Scientists documents where they said this. You'll be forced to have a chip in your brain. These are public federal plans for the decades to come. You go, they'll never do that. That's crazy. Oh, everything they wanted 30 years ago they called for is now in place. Okay? And everything's accelerating. And they talk about ways to brainwash you to accept it. And I'm still weird to say it's going on because I'm against it. If I said it was good, you would suddenly agree that it existed and that we needed to do it. But I'm still weird for talking about something that's public. You starting to get the insanity of that? I mean, how do you sit there, government agents and the rest of you, and keep doing what you're doing when you know that we're in a science fiction movie nightmare every day? Oh, I've got a headache now. This makes me really mad. Before I get into all this news and your calls, I did want to talk briefly about Michael Moore. All over talk radio, all over the country now, New York Post, now I'm told other newspapers. I haven't had time to look it up because I learned this morning of it. And I was running out the door. But they're saying Michael Moore ripped me off with 9/11 and the Road to Tyranny. And I don't want to say that. I mean, it'd be easy to go, yeah, he ripped me off. He ripped me off. That's right. That's right. And we do know Michael Moore's not in the videos. And I've been out in Hollywood. And I know they're all aware of my films. And I'm not going to go into any more than what I've said. But it's like there have been 50 TV shows and 5 movies made about the Kennedy assassination. I mean, it's a public event. And if he has a lot of the facts in his film that I have, that isn't a ripoff. I mean, you know, if I make a movie about Seabiscuit in 5 years, which I'm not, it's the point is, if I did, it wouldn't be a ripoff of that film if I did it in my own style. And he certainly does that. I haven't seen it, but I've talked to those that have and that have reviewed it. And his solutions are horrible. His solution is we need to have the UN come occupy America. And I said years ago on this show, not bragging, just facts, that they're going to let the truth of 9/11 come out in Europe. And then say, oh, see, America's bad, but not point out that Bush is a puppet of Europe. See, it's more of this good cop, bad cop. And that's what his book and his film basically calls for, to rein in the evil Americans. That's so he tells you the truth about 9/11, only a small portion of it, but some damning evidence that's public. And then his answer is world government to stop the evil rogue America. So I wouldn't support this film. I do plan to see it myself. You know, watch it if you want to, but I wouldn't promote it as, you know, as God's honest truth. If you want to see something hardcore, something made 2 years and, 4 months ago, is when we released this film. We released it in the first month of 2002. 9/11, The Road to Tyranny. It stood the test of time. It's all accurate. I think I get one date wrong in there. And it's amazing. You know, who trained Al-Qaeda, who Al-Qaeda is, how they carry out terror. But my film goes a step further. Who carried out Oklahoma City? Who carried out the first World Trade Center? We give you the history of governments doing this, why they do it. We give you the big picture. And then, of course, there's Masters of Terror that's been out for a little over a year and a half, part two of 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, which is over 2 hours long. And then there's my book, Descent into Tyranny, out for about a year and a half. And this stuff is more pertinent today than when I first put it out, more documented, more information. I mean, like I say in my film that 144 of the Bin Laden family got flown out. Well, that's because I had it out of the Associated Press. Well, that's a mistake in the film. Judicial Watch 2 months ago got, through a FOIA request, the actual documents is 160. In the film, I say 6,000 Taliban and Al-Qaeda got flown out to safety by the U.S. government in Afghanistan. I'm sorry, that was the facts at the time. Now it's worse. It was 8,000 confirmed and admitted by the government, but they say it was an accident. So there is stuff like that in the film. It's actually worse than what the film says, but, you know, You need to get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, gets into 9/11, some of the latest developments. Matrix of Evil does as well. My book, Descent into Tyranny. Paul Watson's book went out for about 8 months. Very pertinent, very up-to-date, very powerful. Order Out of Chaos, Elite-Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. So order Order Out of Chaos. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order it. We've also got George Humphrey's 9/11 book on CD or cassette. Great way to wake people up. Everybody's got time to listen to a CD stuck in traffic. 3-hour CD set. They can listen to it in a week driving to and from work. That's a great gift to give. It even comes with 3 free booklets. You know, the text of the CD, so you can go over it in your leisure time with the documents. We offer that. We've got Eric Hufschmid's videos on VHS and DVD, Painful Deceptions, and the book Painful Questions, that focuses in on the impossibility of the buildings, the bombs in the buildings, the Pentagon, all that. That's a whole film just covering one aspect. I mean, that's how sloppy this job was. So, again, go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. If you want a real 9/11 film, not a UN propaganda orgy like Mr. Moore's. Okay? It's really that simple. And no, Mr. Moore didn't rip me off. Okay? Yes, we have evidence he's seen the film. Yes, he got a lot of ideas from it. So what? I hope you buy my video and go make your own film. I hope all of you do. You know, there's no monopoly on the truth here. I don't care about money. The New York Post pointed that out. For about 2 years, we had Road to Tyranny for free, all 2.5 hours on the website. But when I started writing $4,000 and $5,000 checks a month for bandwidth, I couldn't do it anymore. So I'm sorry. But other people host it for free. Good for them. So, but we do need your support, and I do hope you'll order the videos. Toll-free number to order, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order. The problem with Moore is this. Let's say Bush is Hitler, and then who Moore is supporting is Stalin. So Moore tells you how bad Hitler is, which is true, and then you run out of Germany into Stalin's hands. So that's the analogy on Moore. Oh, America's evil. Oh, it's a rogue. Oh, it might be involved in the attack. Certainly had prior knowledge. Oh, it's a fraud in Iraq. Oh, but the U.N. should occupy America and save us from it. So out of the frying pan into the furnace. Out of the frying pan into the brick oven. Okay? So that's the problem. You can tell the truth, but then get false solutions. You ever seen the cartoon where the cat's chasing Tom and Jerry? Tom, isn't the cat's name Tom? He's chasing the mouse. And then Tom, finally in one episode, teams up with another cat who acts like his mouth is a mouse hole. And then Tom chases Jerry into the other cat's mouth. I mean, that's all this is. It's like two wolves, pack of wolves. One will run up, act like it's after the deer, run them the wrong direction into the hands of the 5 waiting wolves. I mean, this is predatory herding activity. This is in textbooks written 2,000 years ago, how to manipulate you. It's all public. That's how I have the answers. That's how I predict the future. That's how I know what I'm talking about. And if you don't learn this basic science now, it's over. I'm nothing special. Stick to what you can prove. Stick to history. Stick to the facts. Learn their paradigms. And we can defeat them. If we don't defeat them, they're going to kill 85% of us. That's their own public documents. Okay. I want to go to your calls here in just a minute. But let me just shotgun through news. Shotgun through the news. Some of the news I haven't covered, then we'll take calls quickly. So be ready. Verichip Corporation enters into a memorandum of understanding for the development of firearms user authorization system, smart gun using Verichip RFID technology. And again, this came out months and months ago. You tell your neighbor this, they laugh at you. They have plans to make police take these. An advanced technology development company announced today its wholly owned subsidiary, Verichip Corporation, has entered into a memorandum of understanding with FM Manufacturing, a leading gun manufacturer, to develop It's first in the world of firearms. The team's objective is to integrate user authorization system for firearms using VeriChip RFID technology. Located in Columbia, South Carolina, the firearms manufacturer produces small arms for military and police forces as well as the commercial market. The company is engaged in R&D efforts to study the development of various techniques commonly referred to as understood in industry and the private sector as smart gun. And again, the government has passed a law to make people start adopting smart guns in the next few years. I mean, this is getting serious. So we got that. If it'll save a life, you have to have a chip. And again, Barcelona nightclubbers get the chip customers. This is out of the Register. Just came out a few days ago on the 19th. We reported on it again months ago. And it says that they're putting the chips in them to get in the nightclub. Child ID system makes its mark. Boston Globe. Adventure is Tom Burrell's middle name. Ever since the four-year-old could walk, he has wandered off at shopping malls, the San Diego Zoo, and his big sister's school band recital. And it says, the answer, the boy was among an estimated 14,000 children who participated yesterday in a massive seven-state identification drive organized by the Masonic Child Identification Program, or CHIP. And admittedly, this program is to prepare them to be microchipped by first being enrolled with a face scan and a thumb scan. And the program's called CHIP. And who were the Masons? Well, you saw the ritual where they blew the guy's head off up in Long Island a few months ago. And they found guillotines and black coffins and a black altar. If anybody else was doing that in their basements, they'd be arrested. But this is the people that help with the databases of our children. In addition to being fingerprinted, the children were videotaped, answered questions about their family, favorite hiding spots, and places they'd like to go after school. Dentists and dental hygienists volunteered their time taking teeth impressions and saliva samples for DNA analysis from each child. And boy, if David Rockefeller needs a kidney and you got a match, somebody's going to have a problem. All of the identification materials are kept by the parents to ensure privacy. Not true. They keep the swabs. At least in the past cases, we've had the people on promoting this. We've done almost 190,000 Massachusetts kids. We should pass that number today, he said. One day alone, they should pass it. When they stopped counting, it was 140,000. Britain becomes less neighborly. This is the problem with America and the world. Fewer than half of the people trust their neighbors enough to ask them for help in an emergency, highlighting how distant Britons are becoming. That's by design. 1 in 20 people admit they did not know how their neighbors were, and 1 in 6 only saw them in passing. Despite the findings, most Britons believed that stronger neighborhoods would help cut crime, but they've imported so many illegal aliens, that's so crime-ridden. I talk to people in England all the time, they can't talk to their neighbors. Research among 1,000 people from Lloyd's TSB Insurance found that 58% believed their neighbors were becoming more distant. That's how they want you. Not talking to your neighbors, not asking questions, being a cowardly little person in a box. More news coming up right now. Let's go to these calls. Let's talk to John in Vermont. John, go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Nice to talk to you. Well, I've been listening to you for a couple of years. I really like your show and everything that you're doing.
Thank you.
I really agree with your getting the word out. You're making an impression for all of us listeners out there. But I'll tell you, one of the things that really happens to us out here listening to you every day and every night and going to your website all the time, we're really frustrated. I tell you, when you put Prison Planet TV up there, I subscribe to the first on the first day. I'm probably one of your first people for that.
Well, thank you.
I've been watching the videos, and I support it 100%. But let me tell you, I really like what you're doing. You're putting out the facts. You don't make stuff up. Occasionally, you do get into theorizing, but that's okay. You got to put your...
Well, no, I will state what I think's going on. It's like I said, I think this Berg thing's fake. I think he's CIA, and then all this evidence pours out.
CIA with an article yet, but, you know, because the proof's not out there. But I agree with what you're doing. One of the things I think that I think we really need to do, it's like you've said, you know, you're getting 20 million hits a month right now on your website. That's phenomenal. Now, we know that 20 million sites isn't 20 million hits isn't 20 million people. Maybe it's 1 or 2 million people in the country are hitting your site every month, right?
It's a little more than that, but yeah.
Yeah, but that's great. You know, so look at what we got here. We got 1 million or 2, 3, 4 million people in the United States who know what's going on now. Now, your other caller earlier, Howard, said, you know, let's do something. You know what we could do with 3 or 4 million people a month that would really be good for all of us listeners out there? Let's buy some congressmen of our own. They chase after money because they have to get reelected every 2 years. A lot of congressmen are in rural areas where the population isn't that great. Let's target 10 of them and give them $200,000 a year, a buck or two from each person.
Well, if I created a political pact the way they've written the laws, then I couldn't talk about politics.
Oh, well,
yeah,
well,
yeah, where's our First Amendment?
Well,
and at the same time, I don't want to be some big grand poobah leader directing, you know, political PACs and money.
I know, but you could disassociate yourself from the PAC. It could be a separate organization, a 501c3. You could be distanced from it, but at the same time, you could talk about it on your website.
Well, look, all of that's a good idea. I mean, we got gun groups out there doing that, and others, and pro land right groups and others. But the big problem here is the electronic voting machines. We need a PAC just to fund stopping that. Do you agree?
Yeah, I do agree, but I think what we need is...
Hey, you got great ideas. Unfortunately, I'm almost out of time. Got some more callers. Call me back tomorrow. We'll talk more about it. Final segment coming up.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flow through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon-222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of 2 for only $49 or get 2 sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
One of the first things the Empire did when they took over Iraq was ban the statistical gathering of the numbers of deaths. Cholera, cancer, a gunshot wound, everything. Statistics ended. They got a problem, though. They blew up this wedding party with up to 45 people dying, and there's even video of the wedding taking place, of people shooting guns in the air, and then later the jets coming and bombing and killing and dead children all over the place and dead women. Then our government said, oh, no, it was an Al-Qaeda camp, but then they have the video of all this happening. Just out of control. Let's jam a few final calls in here. Jim, and then Larry and Chad, you each get a minute. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll run by these fast, Alex. Charlemagne didn't force his people. They all saw a sign in the sky, in hoc signo vinces. By this sign, you shall conquer. And they became Christians. The Alta Vendita is the plan to destroy the Catholic Church and all vestiges of Christianity. TLDM.org, with Blessed Mother appeared in Jesus for 25 years. The Bayside Messages tells everything you're saying. Fatima.org, Father Gruner knows what's going on and what you're saying. And Mark Kroenke was called a provocateur by the John Birch Society at a meeting I went to, because he's in jail, and this is the kind of thing they do to somebody that should be relegated with Washington.
All right, listen, also, I appreciate the call, Jim. I guess he's responding earlier to somebody saying the Catholic Church was founded by the Illuminati. Let's go ahead and talk to Larry in Washington. Larry, go ahead.
You're a good man, Alex.
Well, thank you. Go ahead.
The only discrepancy, I'm a student of the Second World War, and you're always referring to the German or Hitler as the bad. Hitler's Eastern Front, he saw the 23 million people that Stalin and Lenin had just killed. And I wish you had used the KGB instead of...
Well, sir, in my analogy earlier, I said Hitler was evil, and so was Stalin.
I know.
I mean, Hitler was into the occult. Hitler did kill a bunch of people. I mean,
that's another thing. We won't even go into the 6 million. But you always bring it out as Hitler is the devil personified. When compared him to the financial powers that back both him and Russia, he's nothing.
Well, we do talk about the masters that created Hitler and others.
And they financed the Bolshevik Revolution, too.
Which killed a lot more people than Hitler. Look, Hitler was evil, but others were even more evil. I agree with you about it. Thanks for the call. But, I mean, Hitler was into the occult, a bunch of stuff. It was bad news. Chad, where are you calling us from?
Boulder, Colorado.
Welcome, sir.
How you doing?
Fine.
Right on. Hey, I had a question for you. I went to CU, the college here in town. I went to the Council of World Affairs that they had, and they had a bunch of speakers and such, and there was a guy named Leonard Schlein who I went to at his conference, and awesome speaker. I actually ended up buying his book, and he made the comment, he's like, I'm probably the only person that went to Bohemian Grove and to Burning Man this year. And the comment just kind of threw me for a loop. I don't know, the guy was, you know, a very inspirational speaker on, like, kind of women's sexuality and human evolution. The guy's a brain surgeon, a really smart guy. He seemed like a very big part of the intellectual community. And just for him to make a comment on that, I didn't get to talk to him afterwards or anything, but it was definitely kind of like, I don't know, have you ever heard of this guy or, you know?
No, I haven't, but, the Bohemian Grove is a very wicked place, so is Skull and Bones, and, you know, these people are slick, smooth talkers, so better watch out. I don't know this particular individual.
Okay, right on.
All right, thanks for the call. I'm out of time. We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, Central Standard Time. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2, Central Standard Time during the day. And thank you for joining us for this May 24th, 2004 edition of the Alex Jones Show. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv, weekly video updates, daily text updates, audio updates. Great site, sign up at PrisonPlanet.tv. A lot of the site's free, so go check it out as well. All right, back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. How housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.